Have you suffered at all for being a Christian? Good. Do people know you are a Christian? Is it by what you say, or is it by what you do? Does what you do say something different to what you say? Good. They can be two different things. And what we do speaks louder than what we say. God wants us to be consistent. He wants us to be renewed from the inside out. By the moving of the Holy Spirit. And yes, then we will be hated. And I don't care. Because I have life. And I have a responsibility to show that life to others. Not by what I say, but by who I am. Jesus came into this world as a baby. The Creator God submitted himself to the care of his own creation. Jesus emptied himself of his glory, of his eternal glory, to become one of his creation. And by so doing, to open the way for us to become part of his glory. And the virgin birth was very important. Because when Adam sinned, only then did Adam... Adam had actually had authority on the earth delegated to him by God. And when he sinned, he passed on the delegation of that authority to Satan, because he submitted to Satan. Now God, in his justice, could not take back that which he had delegated, because it had been given to man. Only a son of man had the right to take it back. And Jesus Christ, as the Son of Man, had the right to take back that authority on the earth. And as the Son of God, he had the power to do it. He was born of Mary, Son of Man. He was born of the Holy Spirit, Son of God. Totally God and totally man. He had the legal authority to take back power and authority over the earth. As the Son of Man, he had that authority to do it, because he was the Son of Adam. And as the Son of God, he had the power to do it and to defeat forever Satan. So when we come to Advent, or time to remember the coming of Jesus, we have to remember the purpose for which he came. And that was to defeat the power of the devil and to open the path for us. Now there's a passage I love in Galatians chapter 1. Thanks be to God who has rescued us from this present evil world. We are taken out of the world. We are no longer part of that world that doesn't that hates God. We are taken out of it. We are cleansed, we are forgiven, and we are put back in. We are born again. As Jesus said to Nicodemus in John chapter 3, I think it is, you must be born again. Born of water and the Spirit. And born of water is the natural birth process. Born of the Spirit is when we identify with the way God sees us and we accept what he has offered through Jesus Christ as a way to be set free from our sin. And then we invite the Holy Spirit, who Jesus said he would send, and he did. We invite the Holy Spirit to take up residence as a sanctifier, a sanitizer, to clean us out. And that operates from the inside out. So we are cleansed by the power of God. You following what I'm saying? Or is that over your heads? I try to make it simple. But we are cleansed for a purpose. To be witnesses unto Jesus. To be witnesses to the power of God in our lives. We have life-changing experiences. I know a guy who had a rough start in life. He was the son of a prostitute from King's Cross. And he had a pretty tough start. But he's a new person. Captain Trace Kennard in the Anglican Church Army. He was changed from the inside out. I've met a man who described himself as the unwanted child of a 16-year-old girl. Bishop Tom Frame, now heading up the Anglican Bible College in Canberra, but was Anglican chaplain to the Defence Forces, or bishop to the Defence Forces. This is the change that the Spirit of God makes from the inside out. And it's an ongoing process. We are saved, but sanctification is something that happens as a continual process. And sometimes we fall. We fall over in the mud again. And we need to come to God and say, "Forgive me, Father." And he does. Because he wants to see us clean. And he's placed his Spirit there to continue to clean us and to bring conviction in our lives of sin so that we may be continually cleansed We read in the book of Peter, where God says, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." Now, I heard a sermon on this, probably 45 to 50 years ago, and it just stuck in my mind. It was given by a curate from the Anglican Church, or the Anglican Bible College, actually. And he said, it's like standing on the edge of a swimming pool. And the swimming pool says, if you jump into me, you're going to be wet because I'm wet. And God says, if you jump into me, you are going to be holy because I am holy. So we need to not just dip our finger or our toe in God, we need to jump in. And that takes commitment. It costs. It costs our reputation that we may have in the world. So what? This world's going to finish. I'm not going to finish. This body is going to finish. I'm not going to finish. I am saved for all eternity. I'm just temporarily inhabiting this body. But I am saved for all eternity. And when the time comes that I put off this body, well, that's where I have the confidence, because Jesus rose from the dead, that I will have eternal life and I will rise from the dead. But there's one point that I want you to remember, particularly at this time of year. God, in His love and His grace and His mercy, stepped from eternity into time to make a way for us to step from time into eternity. That's why we remember the coming of Jesus. And He is welcome to our world.